Remember this, I said one word, two words. Why make is no? Because a lot of us have all these symptoms, right?
因为我们大家其实都有这样类似的症状。
I mean, I'm sure some of us would love to be by ourselves sometime, right? We like to be by ourselves.
我们很多人也喜欢独处。
What make it a disorder? Okay, chronic. Okay, what does chronic exactly mean then? What make it a disorder? Of all the other disorders, exactly the same thing too. What make a disorder? Okay, you cannot control it, okay.
可能是你无法控制。
What's that? Yes, what make, for example, you and I, sometimes we eat a lot and sometimes we don't eat, right? Why is that not a disorder? Why is not that everybody's depressed? Okay, chemical in the brain, yes. Okay, yes.
Eating too much sugar.
Too much sugar. Yeah. But what I'm saying, those things is not disorder. Yes, but it does not make it a disorder.
So,
oh yeah, I guess you guys didn't get it.
就是我们要怎么样去区分这个到底是正常的状态还是不正常的。
Okay, yeah, chronic reoccurring, that's true, but what makes it disorder? Why do... Okay, I cannot eat a lot. I sometimes eat a lot, and sometimes I eat very little. And sometimes I sleep a lot, and sometimes I sleep very little. And I'm not depressed. So what make it a clinical depression? What make it a disorder? Make you have disorder. Okay, the frequency, that's fine, the frequency is fine, but there's one thing that it does that make a disorder. Yes. You cannot function on a daily basis. That what make a disorder. You guys get it? So now when you are depressed, even though you need to bring your children to the school, but you cannot.
如果你是忧郁症,
but sometimes my wife says, Woody, can take 7 to school? Oh, I'm too tired. I want to sleep in. That's not depression. Yes?
但是如果,
I just want to sleep in.
但是如果太累而不能,
but some people, they just cannot get up. Right? They just got to get up and to go take body because they feel so depressed. They're low in energy. They don't want to do anything.
有些人是因为他有忧郁症，他不想做任何事，他没有精神。
So that's why quite often, if you have a full-time job, most likely your depression is not that bad, even though you think you have depression.
所以如果你有一个正职的工作，其实你的就算你有，你觉得你有忧郁症，也不是很严重。
Because to hold a full-time job actually it takes a toll on yourself emotionally, right? Physically, it takes a toll. So if you're able to handle that, so this means you're they would not. Able to say, oh, you have depression, right?
So,
I mean, not 100%, but it's always exception.
So, 如果你可以正常上下班，就医生不太能够诊断说你是有忧郁症的。
Should we review a little bit? So then, if I talk about this, and then you guys don't know a lot of other things, then it's... I'm sorry, I think this thing was, how long did we do it already? A long time ago, right? Thank you, Father Andrew. Thank you. Father Andrew always know the right hand put more salt in the wound, you know. The wife know too. No, but he's being straightforward. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You're encouraging. No, actually, you know, that I would love to come to Houston every weekend.
Wow.
Really, I do. Right? Because I have a lot of fun here when I come here. You know, yeah, okay. But, no, should we review quickly? Should we review quickly? Is that okay? Yes, please, can you go to the first slide, please? Because we have tomorrow, too. So that's a good thing. We have tomorrow. So we'll be able to finalize this whole thing. Jihua is back there. Okay, this is the definition of depression.
所以这是忧郁症的定义。
This is according to the American Heritage Dictionary, a psychotic or neurotic condition characterized by an inability to concentrate, insomnia, and feeling of extreme sadness, dejection, and hopelessness.
是精神或神经上的状况，他没有办法去专心，然后或者是失眠，然后或者是感受到很大的那个忧伤，或者是 dejection， 还有他没有盼望。
Okay. And see, inability. This means you cannot focus and do all these things, right?
所以是失能的意思。
Okay, next one, please. Yes. Can you go back to the two types? Yeah, two serious type of clinical depression, right? Bipolar disorder, formerly called manic depressive illness. Yeah, so this is what we talked about earlier, the manic episode, the manic depressive.
就是躁郁。
Yeah, so let me just read it and then it's hard to translate all this, right? Involved in cycle of depression and elation or mania, mood switches can be dramatic and rapid, but normally are gradual. When a depressed cycle, one can have any or all the symptoms of depressive disorder. When in the manic cycle, any or all of the symptoms of mania may be experienced. It affects thinking, judgment, and social behavior in ways that can cause serious problem and embarrassment. It is often chronic reoccurring condition. Yeah. So next slide, please. Okay. Symptoms of depression. Persistent sadness, anxious or empathy mood, right? Feeling of hopelessness, pessimism, guilt, worthlessness, helplessness, loss of interest or pleasure in ordinary activity, including sexual. Symptom of depression, persistent sadness, the same thing. Insomnia, early morning awakening or oversleeping. Appetite or weight loss or overeating and weight gain. Decreased energy, fatigue, being slowed down, thoughts of death or suicide, a suicide attempt. Let's stop here a little bit. Let me focus on this a little bit. Right? So, actually, nowadays with the younger generation,
so 现在在比较年轻的一代,
you will hear a lot of these words. Actually, they have thoughts of suicidal.
他们常常会想要自杀.
And it's one of the things that we have to deal with in church.
教会我们也要去处理这样的状况.
So, as RE teachers, if you hear one of the youth, they want to kill themselves,What should we do? What should we do?
所以宗教教育老师如果听到学生想要自杀，我们该怎么做呢？
Because actually, you realize that a lot of RE teachers, actually, when they experience this, that one of the students, they want to harm themselves.
有很多 宗教教育老师有碰到这样的状况。
What is the first thing you and I should do if we are RE teachers, even just members of council members, what should we do?
那第一件我们该做的事是什么呢？
Call Pastor Woody. Pastor Woody's in Hawaii. No, what must we do? What's that? Oh, suicide hotline. We don't go there yet. We don't go there yet, right? But as church members, right, what must we do?
那教会的信徒，我们应该帮为他做什么呢
？Pray, okay, yes, yes. First, we must talk to the youth, right? As RE teachers, or bring one of the council members talk to the youth how serious they are.
那我们第一件事，我们要请职务会的人员，或者我们大家一起去跟他。
Because some kids they really just say, "Oh, I just want to kill myself," right? And you talk to them, they don't really want to kill themselves, so.Yeah, don't call the hotline yet, right?
有时候你跟他聊过以后，他其实并不想要自杀。
So the first thing we try to assess the situation is it serious or is it not?
所以第一个我们要来判断这个情况严不严重。
So usually the person who heard the student say they want to kill themselves are with one of the council members or the ministers in church, sit there and talk to them.
所以如果我们听到有小孩想要 伤害自己，我们可以找长子一起去跟他
聊天。So if they say yes, they really want to kill themselves.
如果他们说他们他真的是想要自
杀。What's the next step?
那下一步我们该怎么做呢？
What's that? Understand why? Okay, okay.
我们要了解一下原因。
What's the next step we should do? Yes. The next step is bring the parents involved. That is very important.
那下一步就是要请家长一起加入讨论。
So, you know, one of the council members, some council members and those people involved, bring the kids and also talk to the parents.
所以植物会跟有关系的人并且带父母一起来加讨论。
And when we talk to the parents, what are we talking about?
那我们要跟父母讲什么呢？
What's some of the topics, issues?Yes, just ask the parents, have they known that the kid is suicidal? And do you see anything that is unique at home? You know, things like that, right?
首先我们要了解父母知不知道这个状况，还有在家里有没有什么 不寻常的事情。
Because most of the time, parents are clueless.
因为常常父母并不了解。
Parents have no idea that the children want to hurt themselves.
他们完全不知道小孩想要伤害自己。
Actually, there's a couple of youth say that, you know, when he usually go hiking and stuff like that, he always want to jump off the cliff and kill himself, right?
经过有青年，他每次在去爬山的时候，他都想要跳下去。
And the parents never knew this.
那他的父母完全都不知道。
And even he's in the kitchen, sometimes he see a knife, he picture himself get a knife and just cut his wrist and kill himself.
那这个青年在厨房可能看到刀子，就会想说要拿刀来割自己。
Of course, for sisters also, there's many, you know, example. I mean, not example, but many sisters.Also go through this kind of situation.
有很多姐妹也是这样的状况。
So it's very important. So yeah, so talk with the parents, stuff like that. Now that's the time also to bring the minister involved and try to, you know, to do something or come up with a plan, you know, to help this youth.
所以这个状况我们要跟传道一起来想办法。
And if we assess that this youth really needs professional help, then we can try to get professional help.
所以如果我们觉得这个小孩需要专业的资源的话，我们就去找专业的人。
But due to the nature, you know, of the situation, everything is very sensitive. So that's why for us as a church, I, you know, for me as a minister, you know, this issue is very sensitive. So quite often, the least people know is the better.
这些事件都很敏感，所以我们要让最少的人知道就好了。
And of course, some people say, "Oh, should be put on file and file it in stuff like." No, we don't do such things, right?
所以我们不会做成一个档案。
Because we are not professional, we don't keep record of members who are suicidal and things like that, right?
我们并不是专业的，我们不需要去记录每一个人的症状。
But we must do our best to, you know, to guide them, and hopefully that, you know, they can seek for help from.You know, from the ministers, from pastors and things like that. And after that, if they have chemical imbalance, and sometimes medicine, you know, do help them to offset that.
所以我们可以先请教会里的长子帮忙。如果他真的需要药物的话，我们再来让他吃药。
Any thought? Any question on that? Yes. Yes.Yes.
所以如果有宗教教育老师会听得到小孩说想自杀，那有时候他可能只是想要一些关注。
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, those who want to hurt themselves, they always want others to know about it.
所以事实上，那些想要伤害自己，他们都会让别人知道。
Why do you think that is?
为什么呢？
It's actually quite often, if the situation is not serious, they just want attention, right? That's why we try to assess to see if it's seriousness or not. But some people actually, they really want help. Especially a person who's closest to them. That's why they have to, they don't want to die without seeking for help first.
所以真的想要自杀的人，他们都会想要寻求帮助，先寻求帮助。
So most of the time, the IE teacher are the closest to the student. That's why the student will share with the teacher because they feel the closeness to them.
所以宗教教育老师跟学员关系通常是最亲近，所以学员会先找宗教教育老师。
But of course, we also have many situations the kids they just want attention and they want attention from the teacher, from you know, from their parents. So they say, "Oh, I want to kill myself," right? So when you sit down and talk to them something, then you realize, oh.You know, they just want attention.
当然也有小孩子是要引起老师或者是父母的注意，所以我们 要把这些状况分辨出来。
So quite often, you know, of course, sometimes they all the kids they just want attention. That's why they say they want to kill themselves. But actually, all we need is one kid who really want to kill themselves. If we miss that, then actually it would be a big problem, right? So that's why every kid who say they want to kill themselves, we must take it seriously.
所以我们不能说每个小孩都说要自杀只是为了要得到注意，我们只要 miss， 我们只要错过一个，那事情就很大。
You know, almost everyone who commits suicide, they always even write notes of suicide or have tell someone they're gonna kill themselves. It's very common.
所以一个想自杀的人，他会跟别人讲，或者是他会写下一些笔记，这是很正常的。
So quite often, actually, before a person kill themselves, they just want everybody to know, right, what they're going through, how they feel. You know, they want that kind of, they need help. They need help.
所以他们会想让别人知道他们在想什么，他们需要帮助。
So that's why, you know, if you listen to brothers and sisters, sometimes when they talk, they're so down and out.And you know that they really want to hurt themselves. Really, you must talk to them to assess, make sure you know it's not serious that they really want to kill themselves.
所以如果有一个弟兄姐妹他们心情很差的时候，我们要能够准确的判断他们到底是不是。
Because in our church we do, I hear couples too that members kill themselves, right, hang themselves.
当然教会有发生过自杀事件。
But I heard many attempt suicide. Like they take pills.Or things like that.
有些人是上吊，但是也是有人会去吃一些药。
So in other words, we are, you know, well, we are no different than all the other people in the world. That we feel depressed, this and that. And quite often for us, it's worse. Sometimes when we want to take our life, Satan will be right there helping us to do it.
所以在教会我们也是一样会有这些状况。但是如果我们想要自杀，撒旦会很高兴来帮助我们。
So any other thought? Any other?But the saddest thing, when we talk about death or suicidal, the spiritual death, actually, the rate is very high. In other words, when people feel depression and stuff like that, they don't want to come to church anymore, they don't want to talk to brothers and sisters anymore, they just want to leave the church altogether. Right? That is very sad.
那当他们想要自杀的时候，他们灵性上也可能会就是死掉，因为他们就会想离开教会。
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Next one, please.Continue. Yeah, difficulty concentrating, remembering, making decisions. Recurrent ache and pains that don't respond to treatment. This is also very common.
就是它持续的痛苦。
Especially among women and also older people.
尤其是在妇女或者是年长者。
I don't know if you experience sometimes your parents get older, they always feel I feel so much pain, this is wrong with me, that is wrong with me. You take him to a doctor, they cannot find anything.
可能他觉得他身上有很多的痛，但很多 不正常的地方，不舒服，但他去看医生却找不出什么毛病。
Actually, these are the kind of people make our health insurance go up very high. Because they are the one that use the doctors the most.
所以他们常常去看医生。
No, I'm not saying that it's bad, but that's the reality. Because some people go to doctors every week.Try to find something wrong with them, right? Because actually, indirectly, actually, they are depressed. That's why they are depressed.
他们每周都去医生那边，想要找出一些毛病，因为他们其实是忧郁症。
It's interesting when I was working, all my patients who have MDD, right, major depression disorder, they all have to go to doctors all the time.
当我在工作的时候，我的患者他们几乎随时都去找医生。
So when they come to see me the following week, they say, "Oh, what did the doctor say?" Oh, they say they cannot find anything, right?
所以当他来看我，问他说医生找到什么，他们说。
Then during our session, they also come up with some kind of pain, different here, there, here, then there. Oh, they want to go to the doctor again, right?
那在跟我的会面当中，他们可能又觉得这边痛那边痛，又想去找医生。
Every week is like this.
每一周都这样。
You know, they did study. At one time, you know, a bunch of people complained they have so much pain, this and that, right? And what they give them just water pills, like pills, it doesn't do anything to your, to them, right? So the doctor say, oh, okay, we find this kind of pain. This is the best medicine for it. So they take it, they feel much better.
所以有时候医生碰到这样的人，就给他一个药丸，是什么都不是的药丸。
So
in other words,
it's all up here. It's nothing to do with the pill and stuff like that.
所以都是心理的问题。
That's why they always say mind is over matter, right? And it's true. It's true.
所以自己的心是自己的思想是最大的问题。
Okay, next please. Excessive. This is the word for mania, right? Excessive. Everything is excessive.
什么事都很超过。
That high mood, irritability, severe insomnia, grandiose notion. You know what grandiose notion means? Anybody? Grande, right? So in that sense, the notion is always very big, right? They think I'm going to be like a Superman, right? I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. That's grandiose, right?
所以他们觉得他们是很厉害的。
So now, even though they work as a janitor, but they say, no, one day I'm going to be a CEO of this company. And that's no, yeah, that's that you're thinking always like this.
他们的想法都很不切实际。
Next one. Increase in talking. disconnected and racing thought, easily distracted. Next one.Increase in sexual desire, markedly increase in energy, poor judgment, inappropriate social behavior. Yeah. Go now, cause depression. Our next one, cause of depression.
Yeah. 忧郁症的原因.
Other illness can bring on depression, you know, stroke, cancer, diabetes, Parkinson, hormonal disorder.
可能别的疾病也会引起忧郁症。
I see this hormonal disorder. I see it happens a lot, of course, among women, right? Yeah.
荷尔蒙失调常常发生在女性身上。
So especially, you know, menopause, you know, during the time of menopause, stuff like that is very difficult, right? For women to not to have this kind of mania, this kind of depression.
所以女性因为女性很常发生，所以女性很容易发有忧郁症。
Yeah, because in a
中年哦更年期哦 ，sorry.
Yeah, so I always joke around my wife. I say, you know, when the time of your menopause, I'm gonna take a sabbatical for 3 years. I'm not gonna be around for 3 years, right? But actually, this is very even though I'm joking around, but this is very serious. This caused a lot of women to attempt suicide and things like that.
所以在更年期，有很多女性就会因为荷尔蒙失调而。
And you notice that when this the when you know when a menopause and then.One day, you know, your mother can be very happy. Not even one day, like 1 minute she's happy, the next minute she's yelling and screaming at you for no reason, right? This is all because of this. And some women have to go, of course, take medication, very heavy medication, right, to be able to overcome this. No. Okay. So some medication causes depression also, right?
所以有一些药物也会引起忧郁症。
So that's why, you know, do your best. I mean, if you know someone who's depressed, I mean, medication is not the answer. Medication always has side effects. You must know that, right?
药物总是会有副作用，所以不是永远的解答。
But that's why nowadays many people go to the Eastern medicine, right? Just like drinking herb and things like that, right?
现在很多人在吃中药。
And there's one side effect of the herb, it just doesn't taste good. I mean, that's not that bad.
副作用可能是不好吃。
And the smell doesn't smell good either, but yeah. But it's bad and cost your whole body, right, to have side effects that become depressed and things like that.
So.
Okay, next please.Of course, genetic and family history also, depression runs in families.
所以忧郁症也有可能是因为基因的遗传。
That's why I spent a little bit of time the last time that, you know, when a woman is pregnant, it's very important that she doesn't be, you know, become depressed.
所以当女性在怀孕的时候，这个女性最好不要忧郁。
If a woman who's pregnant, this is research I've done, you know, many, many times. If a woman is pregnant, she's always feel sad and full of sorrow. She's always crying.So the baby is born, the chance for them to be depressed is very, very high.
所以如果一个怀孕的女性常常忧郁，常常有负面的想法，那这个她生下来的小孩很可能就会有忧郁症。
So that's why as husband, if during a wife's pregnancy, anything she wants, just give to her. It's very important. Yeah.
对，当太太在怀孕的时候，丈夫们他们要什么就给他们。
If she wants some hot and sour soup 1 o'clock in the morning, find that place for hot and sour soup.
如果在凌晨一点要喝酸辣汤，那你可能要自己做给他。
It's not only the sick, not only you know, it's the sick for yourself, but also for your children too. You know.
就是跟小孩是有息息相关的。
But you know, yeah. So that's why when you talk about the present run and family, it's very important. If you know someone who's pregnant, stuff like that, if they always feel sad and down, you should really, you know, help them to snap out of it. If not, the child they're born will also become the same thing. It's very high.
所以如果你有在怀孕的朋友，他们随时都心情很不好，你要帮助他们。
Why? Because when you are sad, you send the same kind of chemical, right? And of course, the babe, the baby's in the stomach is connected to the mother. So everything you feel, the baby also feel.
所以因为你在忧郁的时候，你身体会产生某一种物质，那小朋友就会一起感受到。
So if the baby in the stomach feeling sadness, sorrow, anger, you know, for 7-8 months.When it's born, it also become like that.
所以当他在妈妈的肚子里感受到的都是这些负面情绪，那他生出来的时候就很大机会会有忧郁症。
Any other thought and question about this? Okay, next. Some people probably have biological makeup that makes them particularly vulnerable. Certain personality people with low self-esteem or who are very dependent on others seem to be more vulnerable to depression too. And it's also very important, right?
这两点是很重要。
Yeah, I mean, of course, let's talk about the low self-esteem.
我们来讲一下对自己没有自信。
You know, when a person with low self-esteem, it's very easy for them to fall into depression.
如果一个人没有自信，他很容易就到忧郁的状况。
Why is that? Why is that? Why is that?
Pessimistic.
Yeah, they're always very negative about things, right? And then, what happens to them when they are like that?
所以他们都会很有负面的思想。
Yes, they always blame themselves. They just feel they're not good. Nobody wants them. They're not worth to live in this world. That kind of stuff, right?
所以他们会觉得他们不属于这个世界，没有人会喜欢他们。
Of course, once in a while, we also have low self-esteem. Sometimes we feel bad about ourselves, but not, not so consistent and chronic, right? If you do that, your chemical in your brain will tell, yeah, you are a loser, right? You should feel sorry that you have this.That you are alive. Really, it will tell us this.
如果你长期的感受这样的状况，那你可能就那大脑会告诉你，就真的是这样的一个人。
You know, that's why when we talk about minds, you know, over matter, it's so true. And every research and every experience they have done, that's why sometimes they have like an old grandmother, right? When the car run over their grandson, they can lift up the car, right? You know, you hear that kind of story, right?
所以我们会有可能听过。如果有一台车压到他一个老太太他的孙子，那这个老太太可能因为很焦急，她可以把车子给抬起来。
You hear that kind of story before, right? No. I'm the only crazy person. Even in the Bible, you know, some the David mighty men, right? They kill like 700 people at one time and stuff like that, right? It's very impossible to do that, right?But it's already written in the Bible. Of course, why? Because when their mind set up a certain thing, and their body just go with it, right? That's why he killed someone. The sword even gets stuck to the hands, right? That's what the Bible says, right?
一个人的思想可以控制自己身体的一些状况。
So actually, in other words, that actually God created human being to be something so unbelievable, right? Our body can become very, very strong if we tap into a certain, you know, wavelength, I guess, in our brain, right?
所以神的创造人是很奇妙的，只要脑袋的思想是一个状况，可能可以把自己的身体变得非常强壮。
I mean, like Samson, he's a human being like us. Why he's so super strong, right? Why?
就像参孙一样。
Of course, God by giving the strength, but even God giving the strength, your body must be able to handle it, right? Your body must be able to handle it.
当然，就神给他力量，但是他的身体也要有办法承受这股力量。
So, but actually, having low self-esteem is very bad for yourself.
所以没有自信这一点是非常的不好。
Because this low self-esteem will cripple a person.
这没有自信会毁了一个人。
But of course, we also cannot go to that extreme. Always feel that we are awesome, we are better than everybody, right? Then we become proud.
但是我们也不能过于自信，这样会变成骄傲。
That's why the Bible tells us we must be sober-minded. This means think exactly who we are and what we are. Don't think lower than what we are and don't think higher than what we are. And that's a great advice.
所以圣经说我们不要想，我们要不要看自己低于所当看，也不要高于所当看。
Yes, next one please. Yeah, life events such as death of a loved one, divorce, moving to a new place, money problems, or any sort of loss can be linked to depression. People without relatives or friends to help have even more difficult coping with their losses.
当然，在一些事情的发生，也有可能会让一个人变成忧郁症。
Yeah, and most of the time, this kind of situation is temporary, right? If you have, if the grieving is in the right process, of course, when someone in your family passed away and things like that, I see it's a very traumatic event. So for you to become depressed is very normal. But if you have the right process of grieving, then you will pull out of this kind of depression.
当然，这些事情都是比较暂时的。那有家里有人死掉，可能就是很大的事件。但是只要我们能够好好的处理这个忧伤，其实我们还是可以不会陷入忧郁。
Yes, and that's why they said here, right? People without relatives or friends have more difficult coping. So in other words, that if we have people around us who are very positive and they really encourage us, and then to pull out of this situation is much better.
所以如果在我们的身边有比较正面的亲戚或朋友，那就可以比较帮助我们能够走出这个状况。
Any questions thought on this? Okay, next one, please. Yeah. Okay, that biological treatment is include electroconvulsive therapy. This is not really popular anymore. Because you like electroshock, right? It's very harsh, right? It's very harsh. Yeah. Of course, we should also be in time to use light, for the treatment of depression.
Light.
Yeah, the movement of light and things like that.
就是用灯光的移动来治疗忧郁症。
And why do they realize this? They realize, people in Seattle, a lot of them are depressed, right? In Seattle, a lot of people are always depressed, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. 在西雅图有很多人都是忧郁的。
And why is that?
为什么呢?
Yes, because it's very little sun, it's always raining. People become very depressed. So they have an idea, hey, maybe light, right, can help people to bring them out of depression, and quite often it's true.
因为在当地常常在下雨，看不到日光，所以人们会比较忧郁。那所以就有这个研究说可以用光来治疗忧郁。
Of course, that's why they also have seasonal disorder. You guys heard of seasonal disorder before?
有季节性的忧郁。
Yeah, like people get depressed in the winter time, then the spring they're very happy, right? Things like that, yeah.
有可能在冬天。
They have a disorder like that, yeah.
在冬天是忧郁的，但是在春天一切又恢复正常。
So now they allow the environment to affect how they feel, right? How they feel.
所以这是因为他们怎么想，就影响到他们的。
Next one, please. Okay, medication useful for relieving symptoms. They include antidepressant and are usually administered through trial and error to see which medication or dosage are beneficial to a particular patient.
So, 也是用药物治疗，有时候也是要试一下哪一种药物适合谁。
Yeah, there's no medication that's like one medication fit everybody. It doesn't work that way.
没有任何的药物治疗可以适合所有的人。
And the side effect for antidepressant is a lot, right? You can lose your hear. You can become very dry. Then actually, of course, it depends on the person. But of course, if you can, don't take antidepressant if you can.
所以如果可以就不要吃这种药。
But of course, if you're on antidepressant right now, you consult your doctor, right? Yeah, don't say, oh, Pastor Woody say for me not be on antidepressant, so I'm not taking it anymore. No, don't say that. Don't do that.
如果已经在接受药物治疗，还是要跟医生确认一下。
Yeah, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm just telling you if it's possible.Try to stay off on any kind of medication.
所以如果可以，就不要尽量不要吃任何的药物。
I mean, even you take a lot of aspirin, take a lot of Advil, those kind of stuff. No, because you take all those stuff, your body will always need those kind of stuff but the body should be able to fix itself.
如果你常常吃像阿司匹林这种药物的话，那就会太依赖。
Most of the time, we just need more rest, right? Like, eat better, right? More rest, right? Take care, and that way, your body will heal itself. That's how God created us.
有时候我们只要吃得好一点，睡得好一点，我们的身体就会自己痊愈。
My nephew, when he hurt himself, when he cut himself, whatever like that, couple of days is healed. Right? But for me, something all the month, I still there. Like, yeah, because we're older now, right? Your body doesn't generate as quick as before. Okay, next one. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock already. So. Okay, psychotherapy.
精神的治療.
So talking with a trained therapist can be effective in treating certain depression.
所以就是跟, 跟一個治療師來聊天.
For me, talking is really important, right? To get out of depression.
對我來說, 談話是很重要的一個.
That is talking to a right person.
但是我們要跟對的人講話.
Especially a person who is very close to God.
尤其是一個跟神很親近的人.
When they talk to you, or when you're talking, you just feel like this big burden will lift out from you.
跟他們講話可能會覺得你放下一個很大的重擔.
And of course, is there any side effect on this one?
那這個有沒有副作用?
What kind of side effect?
那這裡,
計劃是, yes, what kind of side effect? Yeah, actually, yeah, they call it transfer and counter-transfer, right? Sometimes the two people become in love. They fall in love with one another and stuff like that, right? So that is a side effect.
所以有可能在谈话这两个人就会, 恋爱.
Actually, most therapists lose their license because of this.
很多治疗师都失去执照都是因为这样子。
Of course, sometimes they just, yeah, they just elope, right? Just run away with one another. It's very common, you know. Yeah, this kind of stuff.
他们可能就私奔去了。
So now would. Brothers, if you want your wife really to love you, just sit and talk to them. You know, it's very simple, really. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Next one, please. Next one, please. Yeah, therapy includes, you know, cognitive therapy, right? Aim to help the patient recognize and change negative thinking patterns that contribute to depression. Cognitive therapy has to do with your mind, right? What is your mind thinking, right?
就是跟要知道你的在想什么.
And interpersonal therapy, of course, for me, the talking, the cognitive therapy, interpersonal therapy, this is what I usually use, right?
但这两个是我最常使用的治疗方式.
Yeah, to, you know, to focus on dealing more effectively with other people, improve relationship, can reduce depression. This is very common, right? Yeah. If you have good relationship at your job, at your work, and then quite often you're a very happy person.
如果你在你的工作上有好的人缘, 那你常常都会很开心.
If you see a brother and sister in church who is very outgoing, this and that, actually, they get along with everybody, right? That's why they're so happy and stuff. But the person who very, you know, doesn't get along with a lot of people, you look at them, they always look very sad, right? Because that makes them depressed, makes them feel sad.
那在教会如果有一个人他常常都很正面, 那他可能就是跟大家都处得很好.
Okay. Next one, please. Okay, that was the last one. Any question, any thought? Okay, let's take a break, right? Let's buy and pray time.
那我们先一起默祷.
Amen? Let's take a break till 3:30. So please think about questions, right? This kind of workshop without questions, it's not effective. So, you have to have question a real life situation.
我可以想一些问题来讨论, 这样才比较有用.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.